John Butler is coming to Central Queensland.
Love this man.
No, here we
what
go.
A legend. We get to chat to him because he's actually coming to Central Queensland
crushing.
To perform for us.
Crushing.
Once again, John Butler. Good morning, sir.
How are you, mate?
Good morning, ma'am and sir yourself. How are you?
Oh, so thrilled to pieces because we had heard you were doing a show in Bundy and then all of a sudden you've added a show at the GECC in Gladstone on Tuesday night, May 25th. And
yes.
At the Pilbeam in Rocky, the 27th of May, and we got our tickets. We did not waste any time.
Awesome.
All right. Now,
great,
yes.
Just before we go on, Pinky, need to just count to three, take a breath.
No, because he's always on my playlist. Stop it.
I know.
And now he's on the phone.
And you have several questions.
Thanks, yes. Don't take this away from Pinky.
No, sorry, you know what? Fair Pinky. Call. Fair call. Take your moment. I took my moment screaming goal in the call box.
Well, look, two of the soccer, songs. So. I love the Home album. Of course, been following you since forever.
Brilliant.
But two of the songs that are constantly popping up on my playlist, which I just love, Tahitian Blue and Just Call. Oh, my God.
Nice.
I know.
Good to hear. Something from, like, 1989 that I recorded. I wasn't actually making music in 1989.
No. You weren't even writing songs then. What were you doing?
In 1989, I was shredding on a skateboard.
There you go. When did you start writing the songs then? What year?
It was like 1992.
Okay.
Yeah. So writing, I wasn't recording or anything for ages. Yeah.
Well, I've got to know
there
this.
You go.
With the skateboarding, was there anything you couldn't accomplish on a skateboard? Because you've accomplished everything in music.
Yeah, I know.
Thanks to you. It's so good. Let me see.
Kickflips, you know.
But that was all part of the character building. You know, so it was all
that's
good.
True.
Yeah. When's the last time you were on a skateboard?
The last time I was on a skateboard was about 2 weeks ago.
Sweet.
And I was skating with my son. I still skate heaps and still enjoy it. Still can do tray flips. But I was doing this air. I was all in over this hip. And in midair, my front wheel came off. Literally, the wheel fell off.
What? Midair?
Yeah.
It was
evil.
Yeah, that is really nasty.
And I landed on my ribs and like cracked my ribs. It was pretty hilarious.
No.
But I can still sing. I'm still good. I'm coming. Nothing's stopping me.
Well, and look, I've been keeping an eye on you on social media. You've been updating us because there's been obviously with COVID and then it's still continuing this year, this constant lockdown and quarantines that you have to do. So it hasn't been easy for you to even get around to do your shows.
You know, I've been fairly lucky for the most part. There's been a couple of big ones, you know, like Blues Fest and we had one gig in Sydney. That was for the Somersault gigs. But, we did about 8 shows for that festival. We were the only touring festival on the planet.
Wow.
So we were all feeling pretty lucky. And I kind of have a good feeling that this tour, because it's quite national. It literally starts in New Zealand and then goes all up the East Coast and then all up the West Coast. I have a good feeling that we're going to have a pretty clear run. But, I'm knocking on so much wood right now, it's not funny.
So much wood.
The John Butler Trio, John Bubble Trio.
All right, hold the line there, John. We've got to find out where the Triple M Street Patrollers are, and then Banksy has some weird Google questions to ask you next.
I do have some questions, but they're not from me, John Butler. I've gone to Google and looked at the most commonly asked questions that no one has ever asked you.
Give it to me.
Okay.
The internet is a strange place.
The internet is very strange, and that's why I love it. But how old is John Butler Trio is the first question.
They think your surname's Trio.
Your surname is Trio.
So is it me or the band?
Well, exactly.
It's the band, I'd have to assume.
Let's go with the band.
Yep.
Okay, so the band, I started the band in 1998.
Wow.
So 2008, there you go.
Okay.
I'm glad somebody's good at math. So 23 years. Yep, 23 years.
The 25 just around the corner. The next question people are asking is, what happened to John Butler Trio? What happened to you, man?
What happened to me?
How long have you been solo for now?
I'd always planned to go solo after the Home album. I really enjoy playing solo. And so that was always the plan. And then it so happened that, all the shit hit the fan in many different ways. And it just so happens that, I think people thought, that I kind of did it as a reaction to COVID or something else.
Is that why everyone was getting toilet paper?
Yeah, pretty much. It was just so much shit on fan. It was like, it was a lot.
Let's be honest.
Get the hose.
Yeah, and look, the very last question on here, I'm not even sure it makes sense, but the question is, who is John Butler spiritual?
Are you serious?
This is on
Google. I think you're getting some weird Google translation too, because the grammar's not
it's
even
terrible.
Right.
No,
John Butler.
So who is John Butler spiritual?
I mean, it's a good question. It's a question I've been asking all my life. God, who is John Butler spiritual? I think if I ask that question in the mirror to myself, and like literally say the words John Butler as rather than who am I? I think I might just lose my mind. Who is John Butler spiritual? Like, if I said that to myself, I might just actually...
You'd go and get a
smudge
stick. I
don't think I ever know. I don't know. I mean, I can tell you this. I don't know who John Butler spiritual is. and as far as my own spirituality is concerned, I'm actually... Oh, wow. I'm actually looking at this beautiful... I have a beautiful rock on my backyard, and there's a lovely butterfly sitting on it.
Aww.
So I'm a butterfly. There you go, people.
There we go,
How hippy-dippy can you get?
You're a beautiful butterfly.
Yes, but stings like a bee.
Exactly.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I'm glad we kind of answered the question that wasn't really a question, that it was as confusing as Google is.
I thought it was going to be like all the classics, like, why did he cut his dreadlocks off?
And no.
Why does he have an American accent?
No.
And we know.
We probably asked you that 5 years ago.
Why is he a million-dollar hippie and all that shit?
Yeah, all that crap.
Well, that's for John Butler interview phase two.
Yeah.
Phase two.
We'll see you soon.
Thanks, John.
See ya.
Banksy and Pinky for breakfast.
Central Queensland's
Triple M.